Now he moves right on in to the 10th chapter. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers there unto perfect. Now that is Hebrews 10, verse 1. Now he continues the same subject right on into the 10th chapter now. We're talking about Christ's sacrifice for sin, you see. In other words, what he is saying here as he ended the 9th chapter, if Christ had failed to save in his death at his first coming, there'd been nothing afterward but judgment. And my friend today, if you reject Jesus Christ, you know that your funeral is going to be the saddest funeral that you possibly can have. I've had the funeral of all kinds of people, and I've had the funeral of unsaved people, and the family there was unsaved, and there's no sorrow like that. And believe me, that's the way it should be. This poor, dear wife, she was almost an alcoholic, and her husband died. She leaned on him a great deal. That was down in Texas. I don't mind locating that. And she came to me after I tried to give a message, not a comfort, but the gospel to them. And she came to me there, and she looked up at me. She says, "Is there any hope at all?" Well, I said, "There's a hope for you. There's a hope for you. None for him whatsoever. He was a blasphemer. He had told me that he had no use for the church. He had no use for Jesus Christ. He had no use for anything Christian. Nothing ahead but judgment." Now, he goes on here and he says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things." Now, the law served a good purpose. It was a picture. It taught Israel. And that's the reason that they were judged as they were judged. How many times the Lord Jesus said, "Would I have gathered you, and you would not." Now, if you don't believe that judgment has really been a severe one, go to Jerusalem. Walk around the streets of old Jerusalem. Walk around in the area where we know that he moved, but all that's covered with debris today. Why? Because that city's been judged. How many times he said, "I'd gathered you"? Why? They had the Old Testament. They had the pictures. My ancestors were up young in Germany. Boy, were they heathen and pagan. And those over in Scotland, they were dirty and filthy. And then the gospel came, and thank God some of them trusted Christ. And I had a grandfather on my father's side that apparently was a godly man. I don't know, but I'm thankful for him, you see. Thankful for him. That gave us Gentiles a break, you see. That gave us a break. He gave them the picture book, Old Testament, just ABC book for a bunch of babes, you see. That's the reason so many today miss it. These theologians come to it, and they have to find something profound in it. It's a picture book. He's just trying to tell all of us little babies down here that he died for us. And it's just as simple as that, friends. He died for us. The law having a shadow of good things to come. And you notice that the law had to do with the tabernacle and the sacrifices. This idea today, you can separate the ceremonial law from the Ten Commandments. You're just entirely wrong. If you want to get on the Ten Commandments, then you make your little tabernacle, start raising goats and sheep, because you're going to need them. But he finished all of that. Now, we're on a different basis, a higher plane today, and he wants to bring joy in your life. And the law never promised joy. There was thunder and lightnings, and people were smitten dead at the giving of the law. But when Jesus came, he died, that we might have life today. Now, verse 2, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered." You see, it's interesting that when Jesus died, it was just a few years that that temple was destroyed. And Israel has not been able to put up another temple. They got a little miniature at the Holy City Hotel in Jerusalem. over on the new side, but they don't have a temple today. Doesn't look like they're going to get one soon either. You see, that ended it. For then would they have not ceased to be offered. They don't offer now. And very frankly, I spoke to a very delightful Jewish guy, hair as gray as it could be. He said it was turned gray when he was 19. He heard that his father and mother, sister and brothers, had been killed in Russia. And he'd been gray ever since. Delightful fella. He took me around to show me this model. And I asked him, and maybe I shouldn't, but I said, "Where's the brazen altar?" And he looked at me. Oh, he said, "You know, today we've come past that. We have an ethical religion. A lot of folk today got an ethical religion. But my friend, that bloody sacrifice was necessary that you and I might have forgiveness of sins."